to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Paul only picked up 158 total delegates during the campaign, well short of the 1144 needed for the nomination. The two men who will go head-to-head didn't get much praise from this crowd.
I'm not that excited about the RNC. To us, we're not very excited about Obama or Mitt Romney. I'm sorry. We get those confused sometimes.
What do you hope to achieve over this next week in Tampa?
Well, I'd like people to stand back and say, what are the big issues that America faces? And what are the answers that I have and that Paul Ryan has for the issues that we face? And I believe that if people stand back and consider all that America has to deal with going forward, they'll recognize that we're the only team that has answers for these challenges. And they're big and bold answers. America needs that kind of help at a time when so many people are out of work or underemployed or having a hard time making ends meet.
If voters take away one thing from your big acceptance speech on Thursday night, what do you want that to be?
That I believe in America and in the American people. That I believe that this nation is unique and exceptional, and that we have everything we need to continue to lead the world in prosperity and in peace.
In the wake of Congressman Todd Akin's comments last Sunday, the Obama campaign is once again attacking Republicans for what they call the so-called war on women. Now, I know that you have an economic argument about jobs and opportunity, but I'd like you to deal with the social issues aspect of this specifically. How do you answer the Obama charge that they offer more support, more choice to women when it comes to abortion or rape or birth control or women's health care?
Well, first of all, with regards to women's health care, look, I'm the guy that was able to get health care for all of the women and men in my state. They're just talking about it at the federal level. We actually did something, and we did it without cutting Medicare and without raising taxes, number one. Number two...
So you're saying look at Romney Care?
Well, I'm very proud of what we did and the fact that we helped women and men and children in our state, number two. And we did it without cutting Medicare, which obviously affects a lot of women. The way the president cut Medicare, $716 billion for current retirees, that's a real problem. And then with regards to contraceptives, of course, Republicans, and myself in particular, recognize that people should have a right to use contraceptives. There's absolutely no validity whatsoever to the Obama effort to try and bring that up. And with regards to the issue of abortion, that is something where men and women have alternative views on that, or different views. We look at an issue like that with great seriousness and sobriety and recognize that different people have reached different conclusions. But it's not just men who think one way. Women also, in many cases, are pro-life. There are two lives at stake, the child, the unborn child, and the mom. And I care for both of them.
But according to the polls, there is a gender gap. You lead the president among men. He leads you among women. Specifically, how much do you think Congressman Akin's remark about, quote, legitimate rape hurts you?
Oh, I think it was a terrible statement on his part. I think it was uninformed. I think it was outrageous and offensive. I've asked him to get out of the race. I think I have distanced myself from the kind of thing he said as far as I possibly can. He was wrong. And it obviously is being used by Democrats to try and cast a shadow on our entire party. And it's not. It's the leaders of our party have pretty much unanimously said, Mr. Akin, get out of the race. You've said something which is highly offensive.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Fall is coming up fast, and Levi's Jeans and Macy's have the stuff guys need to get their style right. Like the 501 Original, the timeless five-pocket style button-fly jean that started it all, starting at just $44.99. Plus the 514 Slim Straight in all-new Super Soft Slub 12 for just $39.99. But these aren't the prices you'll find every day. They're for a limited time only at Macy's. So drop in or log in today at Macy's and Macy's.com.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
The hot hits in talk radio, all of them for this week. So let's see, we're moving from number one. Well, let's stick around. Let's stick to number one for a while. Presidential race on the countdown. Host Todd Feinberg and Jeff Kuhner talk about what might be up President Obama's sleeve as an October surprise.
There's word of an October surprise that the way... Well, first off, let me say this. I'm sure you heard that the University of Colorado does an analysis every 4 years of the presidential election, and they have predicted accurately since 1980 every presidential election. And guess who? University of Colorado political scientists say is going to win this election easily.
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney. So given that, if they say that's true, and they're sitting there in the Obama White House saying, don't bother me with policy. We did that a couple of years ago. We're trying to win re-election. And it's impossible. We're looking at the numbers. There's no way to win re-election. We've got to pull a rabbit out of the hat. What do we do? And you're Jeff Kuhner. You're their political advisor. You are Dr. Evil. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, Jeff, is to figure out some scheme to rob victory from the pit bull jaws of defeat. What do you suggest to the Obama team? David Axelrod's there. David Plouffe is there. Michelle is there, the boss of the whole operation. What do you tell them?
Bomb Iran.
Bomb Iran. We bomb Iran, or we have the Israelis? What's this game, Jeff?
Well, no, the ideal thing would be, if you're asking now Dr. Evil, Dr. Strangelove, sort of sitting around and thinking, okay, how do I get my president reelected, regardless of morality, come hell or high water, regardless of the national interest, regardless of the good of the American people, I'd say, Mr. President, the American people always rally around the commander-in-chief. They rally around the flag in a time of war.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of tension now building in the Middle East. We know Israel is mortally threatened by Iran. Don't wait till after November. Now is the time to bomb Iran.
Well, this would not be a traditional war in the sense of, the Japanese bomb Pearl Harbor, sure. Everybody's with the president. Patriotism rises. But we went through the Bush years and the attack in Iraq, the attack in Afghanistan. Iraq just finished. Afghanistan is still going full throttle. As a matter of fact, it took 10 years to get the first 1,000 deaths, and in the last couple we've had another 1,000. It's worse. So it might be there's not an appetite for an unprovoked attack in the eyes of the American people.
Todd, normally I'd say you're right. The country is now exhausted. We are now suffering from war fatigue. We are losing the war in Afghanistan. In fact, I think the American public has just tuned out completely to the detriment of our troops. I feel bad for them. They're dying and bleeding in the caves and mountains of Afghanistan, and hardly many Americans even know about it. But the fact of the matter is, the world knows that Ahmadinejad is the Hitler of our time. The world knows that Iran is on the verge of building a nuclear bomb. The world knows that the Jews of Israel now fear for their very existence. And so if the United States, if Obama said, you know what, let's say October 15th, 2 weeks before or 2.5 weeks before the election, let's unleash the winds of war. Let's unleash the dogs of war and bomb Iran's nuclear facilities. Every time a president has launched a military intervention, whether it be Reagan in Grenada, Bush 1 in Iraq, Clinton in Kosovo or in Bosnia, Afghanistan and Iraq initially under Bush, their poll numbers go way up.
Talk radio caller reaction to the ongoing debate over Mitt Romney's refusing to release any more of his tax records.
I'm a Democrat, but I'm calling to complain about the president. I think that he is too planted in his position to keep talking about past tax returns. I wish that he would just admit that, well, we're not going to get that, so let's work with what we've got. What have we got? We've got 2010, which is a huge, hundreds of page document, which would clearly show that all of these different tax loopholes and things that we hate coming out of the Congress, Romney's got people in there loving those tax loopholes and those different kinds of tricks. And then let's look at 2011. Why is he not yet finished? This is almost the end of August here. Most of us had to be finished on April 15th. We had to work hard, but you know what? We didn't have as much that we had to do. So what is he having to finish? What is all this work that his accountants are doing that we cannot yet see? I feel that there's plenty for the administration to work with in these 2 years, but they just have to work on their mindset and get flexible.
It goes to the character of the individual and his integrity. And I think that everybody is talking about is President Obama's transcript. I haven't heard of any other president being asked about the transcript, nor about Mr. Romney's transcript. So that will go back to honesty, integrity, you know what I mean, and character. And this guy has no character. He's lied from the beginning and he'll lie to the end.
When a person has to put money in offshore banks, Switzerland and Cayman Islands, then there has to be some suspicion as to how he's operating. Now, here's a man, very rich, and he's going to buy the White House. And since he's going to buy it, he said, don't bother me. I can give you as much as I need to. I don't have enough information to know of his character in handling his business. I need more information. I wouldn't vote for a person who stashed money in offshore accounts.
Up next, immigration reform and a conversation about gun control after 3 shootings this week. All up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Happy to have you along in this week's countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number 5. The controversy over this new SEAL Team book, or at least one of the members of the SEAL Team 6, has written a book. Here our hosts Chad Hartman and Aaron Carter talking about some of the criticism the author, who's a former SEAL, is getting about the book, a first-person account of the Bin Laden killing.
It's normally SEAL Team 6. They're extraordinarily hush-hush.
Oh, yeah.
They're very quiet. This is a person who has left the military. Is he going to be criticized because this is just a pure pursuit of finances? He may. There is extraordinary interest, though, right?
I mean, definitely.
You think of...
Aren't they already making a movie?
There is a movie.
By the person who did...
Hurt Locker.
Yes, thank you.
Catherine Bigelow, who won an Oscar. There was a great deal of criticism on that. The White House has denied it, but there were folks who said the White House went way too far in having Bigelow, and I'm forgetting her associate, at the White House to have information. And at first, that movie was going to be released in October.
Oh.
October, and we thought, here we go. There's just a little bit of icing on the cake, you know, weeks away from the election. They since have moved it back, so it's going to be released in December. Now, I don't think this is going to be Hunger Games. This isn't Twilight. But this was an amazing event in our country's history. And to find out what took place, I think we've had a fair amount now on the president, what happened, the communication with Panetta, with Petraeus, with everyone else. But what was taking place with this elite force as they trained for this mission, as it took place, including when that helicopter comes down? I think there's going to be a lot of curiosity leading up to it.
Oh, there's going to be a lot, but I'll be honest with you. This is kind of one of those things where we don't really need to know.
Do you think this person is really going to give out those secrets, though?
I don't think so. I mean, I think going under the false name is going to be pointless because too many people are going to be trying to figure out who he is.
But how
and
are
there's a co-writer and there's little bits and pieces about how many tours, when he joined up, where he's from.
Oh.
That name will come out much sooner than later.
The number 4 item on the countdown is what's going on actually in Afghanistan. Here's radio host Bob Miller talking to CBS military consultant Colonel Jeff McCausland about how most Americans seem to have forgotten all about Afghanistan.
Why has America taken, in your opinion, taken its eyes off the ball in Afghanistan? And let me start with this. I said this earlier, and you can disagree with me. I'm good with that. But look, they knocked down the buildings, the World Trade Center, and the Pentagon, and we were manned. We went over to Afghanistan, and we chased these, you know, guys out of there. And we should have. That was the right thing to do, I think. And we chased them into Pakistan. And then we started unloading a whole big bunch of money on Pakistan to take care of them, which they didn't do, but they took the money. And then, okay, they're all gone and everything, and then we decide to do this nation-building thing. Once we leave, I don't think it's going to be any better than it is. What do you think?
Well, I think it's very possible, Bob. I think you left out one very important chapter in all this, and that is at the conclusion of that conflict, which we thought was over in 2002 when we chased the, as you say, Osama bin Laden into Tora Bora and back into Pakistan, was we took this detour and went off to this war in Iraq for about 7-8 years or more. And as a consequence, that conflict, which was believed to or assumed to have been fairly easy and be over in a couple of months, went on for years and years and years. Really, the war in Afghanistan became what we call in the military an economy of force operation. Do whatever you can to kind of keep things about the way they are because our priority was, in fact, Iraq. And when we returned to that, and we turned that page and came back to Afghanistan, now several years later, we found that, of course, the Taliban had been able to reassert a lot of their power and responsibility. They had been able to create areas in Pakistan from which to conduct hostilities against Afghanistan, and now we're back in the thick of things. But you're quite right. This particular conflict really has certainly disappeared from the front page, disappeared from the interest of the American people.
So Afghanistan is the fourth most talked about topic of the week on this week's Countdown. Let's recap now. Prince Harry's naked Vegas vacation, number 10. New NFL fan rules, number 9. The CBO's dire economic predictions, number 8. Egypt, number 7. Immigration reform, number 6. SEAL team book, number 5. Afghanistan, number 4. So we got numbers 3, 2, and 1 to consider, and we'll do that as the Talk Radio Countdown Show rolls along.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like you. Right now at Sears Auto Center, save on Goodyear tires. Plus, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 eligible Goodyear tires when you use your Sears card. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more coupons and offers, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Offer ends 9/22. Rebates range from $40 to $80. Rebate ends 12/1. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
IBM System X x86 servers and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you heard? Now there's a male enhancement formula clinically tested to work on demand, and you're invited to try it risk-free. TestoCharge is guaranteed to give you the edge you need when you need it. All-natural TestoCharge has ingredients shown to increase libido and boost performance. TestoCharge is safe and it works. With TestoCharge, you'll experience an increase in romantic desire, so you'll be ready when the time comes. And with TestoCharge, you'll get an extra boost in performance, giving you both a night you'll never forget. See why TestoCharge is being called the natural alternative every man should know about. Get your risk-free trial, but hurry. This offer is only for a limited time. Just call 1-800-770-7000. 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement product you've been waiting for. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
We're at 33 minutes after the hour now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with a review of the essence of the weekend. And so from Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer here talks to the chairman of the Republican Committee, Republican National Committee, about the decision to postpone the Republican convention.
But let's talk a little bit about the weather. Sure. First. You canceled tomorrow's activities. Is there a chance you may have to cancel the rest of this thing?
No, we're 100% on, Bob. And, you know, we've got to put the safety of our delegates and guests first. You know, some of the background here was that we know the tropical storm or hurricane is far off the coast of Tampa. So it's not a terribly hazardous situation, except we couldn't be assured that the buses coming across the bridges out to Clearwater and St. Pete would be safe with driving wind and rain. The second piece was the Secret Service took out all the tenting outside of the forum. So what that meant was fewer entrances, and our guests and delegates would be waiting outside in driving rain. The last thing is obviously you can't be assured what would happen on Monday if you had a full arena and then couldn't get people out of here. So, I mean, it's an obvious choice. Safety first. We're going to go on with the convention on Tuesday, and we're going to have a great nomination. We're going to tell America why we need to fire Barack Obama and save America.
All right, so the usual BS. Even in the storm, it's the usual baloney. So you've heard from those folks who are there for this three-day event. Why do they have these conventions anyway? It seems like an awful waste of money, doesn't it? What's the point? Those who are in favor of conventions signify by saying aye or calling 800-510-8255, and those who are opposed signify by saying nay or calling 800-510-8255. The conversation taking place in Tampa, there are a lot of folks who are down there who are Ron Paul supporters, and the general conversation about the presidential race. Countdown show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's see what else on the Sunday morning programs is of interest. Here's David Gregory with Senator John McCain. McCain says that it could hurt the Republican Party if the convention is cut any shorter because of the weather.
4 years ago, as the nominee of the party, you were in this very same position. With Hurricane Gustav barreling toward New Orleans, there was a real perception problem with you and the Republicans going forward with a convention. You cut short the convention as well. Do you think there could be a further delay down here?
I trust the judgment of your weather expert on that, David. I certainly hope that we can begin the real business of the convention on Tuesday. Those are the important 3 days, and so I hope we can move forward with it. If we don't, I think it will be very unfortunate, not just for the Republican Party, but a long-standing tradition of 3 or 4 days of intense political campaigning so that the Republican Party and the nominee can make their case.
Senator, you dealt, as I say, not just with the practical concerns that they're dealing with here, real safety concerns, transportation, power, and otherwise, but also the perception of beginning a big convention for a party when you've got, you know, what could be a huge disaster that's brewing for even other parts of the state. How sentiment have to be about the optics of this, the politics, the perception of it?
Well, obviously, I think they have to be, and I think they are. That's why they very early on canceled the first day so that people can make arrangements. But, David, as you know, it's Wednesday and Thursday night that are the big moments. Now people have these thing called channel changers, so it's not that there's that we don't want those that first night, but I don't think it'll be damaging if we lose the first night, but it could be harmful if we lose more than that.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, the focus on the Republican National Convention. He will be talking about the fact that it was put off for a day. But other than that, again, I ask why they have these. It's just news media coverage, isn't it? Other than that, what's the big deal? It seems to me it's a very expensive undertaking. And then you wonder, okay, how smart is it, given the fact that McCain has had a problem? It seemed to me there was one of these before a hurricane, as a convention was supposed to be started. Wouldn't you think that they'd have the convention someplace where there wasn't a danger of a hurricane? I'm just throwing it out there, folks. 800-510-8255. Here's host Scott Wyckoff talking to Maryland State Delegate Steve Hershey about the first day of the convention being kaput.
So what's it like getting all dressed up and having the first day basically canceled?
Well, you know, it's still an exciting event, and, you know, there's a lot of people that are just getting in today, so I think this is going to give people the time to get acclimated to everything, get their bearings straight, get excited about things, get the talking points down, and I think it's still going to be a lot of fun.
Did you think you'd be showing up in Florida along with a hurricane?
I didn't think that was going to happen. I've been down in Florida a lot. I've experienced a hurricane once down here in Sarasota. It was one of these things where they talked about the hurricane for a while, never end up showing up, so hopefully that'll be the same situation here.
So what do you think the plan for the day will be on Monday with the storm coming through? Just stay high and dry?
I think that's what it'll be. I think it'll be just waiting it out. And like I said, I think everybody will get together, and I think there's going to be a lot of camaraderie and team building and things like that that are going to help and probably be a bigger positive towards the convention as a whole.
What are your anticipations heading into the convention?
You know, I haven't been at one of these before, so I'm kind of coming in with open eyes, and I just really want to go for the experience and looking forward to hearing the speakers, especially Governor Christie, and of course, Mitt at the end of the week. You know, I'm really excited about it.
And a time of the year when things really crank up, and they say it's a big party, but also a way to rally the forces together.
Well, I think that's what this does. It really gets everybody on message, and it is the starting point for going forward until November, getting everybody to be, like I said, be on message, be fired up, and get out there and, you know, keep up with the grassroots and get people to go out and vote on November.
800-510-8255 is a big boost for the convention cities, as you can imagine. But other than that, again, one wonders what the point of all of this is, getting rallying the troops. Why can't you use the internet? Use those the special come to meeting things on the computer. All right, so we have here radio host Dave Debo with Jim Ostrowski from the Ron Paul campaign about the convention and why Ron Paul isn't going to be speaking.
What happens now? I heard talk on Friday of some sort of Ron Paul tribute, maybe as a way to placate people. Is that going to be enough? Do these delegates move? How do you see it shaking out?
Yeah, apparently they're going to play
a video. Ron himself is not going to speak because they wanted to edit his comments and make.
And he's not the kind of guy that would let that happen.
No, no, and he, you know, there's too many differences between Romney and his platform to endorse him. That would pretty much repudiate everything he's done in 30 years. And also, the Republican machine has done everything they can do to make it impossible for the delegates to nominate Ron. They've taken delegates away that were won fair and square, such as in Maine, and you know they're going to be watching. Their security forces are going to be watching the Ron Paul people to make sure they, you know, don't break out in any demonstration of free speech. But you know the thing about Ron's delegates is they're not your typical sort of political delegates who are there because they owe, you know, they owe somebody a favor or they're, you know, they have a job and so on. They'll take orders. They're going to do what they want to do according to their conscience. So I don't think we really know yet what they're going to do. We'll have to wait and see.
It's pretty much inconceivable, based on what you just said, to think that they're going to vote for anyone other than Ron Paul, though, right? When it comes right down to the voting.
It would be amazing for me to, for a Ron Paul supporter to vote for Romney, given the vast number of differences on foreign policy, civil liberties, spending, big government, the Fed. I mean, there's virtually no similarities between the two views, which I think is a major problem for the Republican Party. One of the things that I think people overlook is that there's a libertarian swing vote in the country. It's about 10%. This has been studied by political scientists over the years. And when the Republican Party puts up candidates that the libertarians find acceptable, they often win, for example, Reagan in 80. But when they don't, for example, when the Democrats took over the House in 06, the Republicans lose. And I've seen no recognition of this need to reach out to libertarians by the Republican Party, either locally or nationally. I can assure you, locally, there's been absolute utter hostility towards our faction of the party. So, you know, if they go down in flames in November, that may be one of your main explanations.
Who thinks that's a possibility? 800-510-8255. The storm has been downplayed from a Category 1 hurricane to a tropical storm, but the city, the convention center, taking all the security and safety precautions necessary, and therefore cancel the first day of the convention. Convention talk. Who's there and why are they there and what will come out of this convention? That's what we're focused on here at this part of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you...
There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and I want to share with you how I vacuum my house. Yes, I am one of those husbands that takes the vacuum cleaner and vacuums. And yes, I was one of those husbands that takes the vacuum cleaner and runs through the motions. You know what? The faster I can get that vacuum cleaner to go over the carpet, the quicker I get done, and then I get to do the things that I like to do. Now, by a show of hands, how many husbands are like that? Go ahead and raise your hand. If you happen to be driving, don't. But you know what I'm talking about, don't you? But just this weekend, I decided to do something different. I didn't run through the motions. I actually went very slow. And what I found out was I picked up more dirt. Now, in our life, how often do we run through the motions and say, you know what, I did it? We have to slow down. We have to do it very carefully so that everything that we do can be measured with success. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
800-510-8255. So, to recap here on the countdown, hurricane warnings issued for the Gulf of Mexico, and they run from New Orleans to Florida. Tropical storm Isaac bought the farm, though, because it's down now to a tropical storm. A lot of wild wind and rain to the Florida Keys. Forecasters say the storm could strengthen again to a Category 2 hurricane by later in the week. If it hits the Gulf Coast Wednesday morning, it would come on the 7th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, the exact day. We all know the history of that, and so that's why the Republican convention was put off today. But the first day is a lot of hoopla, foolishness. The whole thing is nonsense as far as I'm concerned. Let's listen to, from ABC's This Week, George Stephanopoulos talking to a couple of political analysts, George Will, Jennifer Granholm, about the impact of the Todd Akin mess on the convention.
Let's begin with this whole controversy, which began about a week ago on St. Louis television. Congressman Todd Akin, now the Republican Senate candidate in Missouri, despite the wishes of the entire Republican establishment. How big a blow is this to the party?
Well, it's considerable. Part of the path to Republican control of the Senate ran through Missouri. There's still a path, but it gets more difficult if he remains the nominee. I'm not convinced that that's the case when he realizes how little money he'll have. But it does complicate putting the hands of all Senate gavels, committee gavels, in Republican hands. And the strange thing about this, George, is abortion is an issue that the judiciary took custody of with Roe v. Wade in 73. And on the three issues that the political system can deal with, parental notification of abortions for minors, public funding, and late-term abortions, the country is overwhelmingly with the Republican side.
Jennifer?
Well, except that now you've got a Republican, I mean, you've had a Republican Party platform that embraces this Human Life Amendment. Post Todd Akin, the Republicans knew that this would be an issue. They had several days to address it and to make it clear in the platform that there would be exceptions for rape and incest. And yet they chose not to. So now Romney's in the position of having to distance himself from his own platform, and it gets to the issue, the fundamental issue is, what kind of leader is he? Is he going to embrace what the Republican Party is all about, or is he going to flee from it? Choosing Ryan, I think, was his answer.
All right. So let's finish off this review of the political circumstances. From CNN's State of the Union, Governor Martin O'Malley from Maryland talked to Candy Crowley about what he thinks would be the most problematic for the Republicans this week.
I think it's going to be very hard, though they will try to reinvent Mitt Romney and try to paper over some of the more extreme comments he's made about immigration or women's rights. But I think that will be very difficult. Candy, what people are going to see very clearly, simply in the pictures that come into their living rooms of these two conventions is a party of exclusion and a party of inclusion. The Republicans have kind of painted themselves into a real demographic corner, if you will. And you hear people like even Jeb Bush saying that they have to change for the long term because this view of a white Anglo-Saxon America, I'm a true American, no one questions where I was born sort of thing, is really off-putting to those of us who believe that our diversity is our strength.
All right, it's 51 past the hour, the death of Neil Armstrong, next on The Countdown.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Neil Armstrong, first man to walk on the moon, died this weekend of complications following cardiovascular surgery. 82 years old, Neil Armstrong famously commanded the Apollo 11 landing on the moon July 20th, 1969. And those words you just heard have certainly gone down in the history books as some of the most important, certainly in our lifetime. From CNN, Frederica Whitfield talked to former Senator John Glenn about Neil Armstrong and his historical work.
Your thoughts on the passing of Neil Armstrong?
Well, when I think of Neil, who was a good friend, of course, but when I think of Neil, I think that for our nation, he truly was a person who dared greatly. He got bitten by the aviation bug as a kid and actually had his pilot's license before he had his automobile driver's license, but went on flying and was in the Navy and was in Korea. He was hit. He was an outstanding combat pilot. I think he had 78 missions. Went on to experimental aircraft, the best we had and the best in the world. The space program, of course, for what he's much better known, but he was a very skilled person. He was dedicated, and he was a good friend, and he'll be missed.
We've talked to a number of people who were inspired by him, who had an encounter or two with him, with no one who's known him as closely as you. What was it about his reluctance, you know, to take on the role of being such an inspiration, such an icon, that he would try to remind people that, you know, that accomplishment was not mine. It was an accomplishment that represents so many.
Well, I think he felt that, and he believed that, and I think it was true, and that there were so many people involved in the huge projects that he was involved with and that we were involved with. And you do have that feeling, and Neil had that, and he didn't feel that he should be out huckstering himself or anything like that, and he just remained true to the principles he grew up with, and he was a humble person, and that's the way he remained after his lunar flight as well as before.
In a family statement released to CNN, the family says, for those who may ask what they can do to honor Neil, we have a simple request. Honor his example of service, accomplishment, and modesty. And the next time you walk outside on a clear night and see the moon smiling down at you, think of Neil Armstrong and give him a wink. Now, that statement coming from the family, so poignant and so beautiful. How will you remember
him? I think
that's
a very good statement.
Yeah, it really is beautiful. How will you try to remember Neil Armstrong? Will you be giving that moon a wink?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I think about that almost every time I look at the moon anyway, that we had people up there, and that Neil was the first one up there, of course. And, you know, Neil had a lot of close escapes, but he was dedicated to flying and so on. He had to bail out once in Korea after his plane was hit and was damaged. He had to bail out of a trainer at Houston that was a training for the lunar landing. And then the actual landing on the moon was he was down to the last, I think they estimated between 15 and 35 seconds of fuel when they actually sat down on the moon. So that was a very close one also. So he was dedicated to what he was doing, and I'll always remember, I think what I said earlier here, that he was willing to dare greatly for his country, and he was proud to do that, and yet remained the same humble person he'd always been.
Here's radio host Brian Suits talking about his own personal reaction to the news.
He was always the smartest guy in the room. And from my estimation, observing the arc of media celebrity in the United States of America, the humblest guy in the room. And in all of the interviews that I saw, and I spent most of this afternoon going over YouTube, looking at old Armstrong interviews, including this BBC interview in 1970, you know, less than a year after he was the first human being to land on the moon. Always the deliberative answer, obviously brilliant guy, but on top of that, a master not just of the mathematical and engineering world that he lived in, but a master of the physical world, of putting a hand on the throttle and a hand on the stick and guiding an aircraft to the edge of its capabilities and back. And if you've ever read the book The Right Stuff by Tom Wolfe, and I highly recommend you do, you know the book centers on the extraordinary man Chuck Yeager. But as the book goes on into the Mercury Project, and then you are introduced to Neil Armstrong, you are introduced to this new breed of astronaut. There was the guy with the leather jacket and the chewing gum on the side of the plane and the seat of his pants. But then there were the engineers, and Armstrong was that guy. And Armstrong, there was really no question, Armstrong was going to be the first guy on the moon. He was the mission leader.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.